When I was a young person, I had a hard time with God. I could not understand why this God needed me to spend so much of my time in worship and praise. Let me tell you something. Our God does not need our worship and praise. We need to be worshiping and praising. It is for our benefit to keep us in tune with who He is and who we're not. There's only one God, and we're not it. And our worship and praise helps us remember who He is. Folks, there are so many promises. Some of you are discouraged. You need to read these letters. Let me summarize these letters for you in three quick sentences, and we're done. Jesus is saying three things to us in these letters. The first thing He is saying is this: I know you. I am intimately aware of what is going on in your life, in your church, in your family. I am with you always. I know you. Some of you young people need to understand He understands where you're at. He knows what's going on in the schools that you go to. He understands some of the mixed messages you get from your parents. He knows how hard it is we make it on our kids sometimes because of the mixed signals that we send them. I didn't say I was going to come be nice, did I? It's the truth. Some of you have taught in Sunday school for years. Some of you have served faithfully, and there are times when you wonder, is this even worth it? God, do you even understand? Do you see what's going on? And God is saying, I know. I am with you. The second thing He is saying is, I love you. Now, that's wonderful, but the love I'm talking about is the Revelation 3:19 love. Those whom I love, I rebuke and I discipline. Oh, can't we go back to the warm, fuzzy love, Lord? No. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. And some of us are having all sorts of catastrophe in our life and we can't figure it out. Maybe we need to get down on our knees and say, God, I get the feeling You're trying to tell me something. He loves us enough. He finds us in sin, but He loves us too much to leave us there. And He will give you enough rope to wreck your life if that's what it takes to get you to finally look up and realize He's been there for you all the time. Those whom I love, I rebuke and I discipline. And let me tell you something. The Bible says judgment begins with the house of God. Do I believe that God is about to start judging this world and especially this nation? You better believe it. But let me tell you who He's going to start with. He's going to start with the church. Because contrary to what we would like to tell ourselves, we have yet to repent. Folks, don't kid yourselves. It is not Bill Clinton who is on trial. It is us. Pulled up behind a car the other day. And on the back of the car was a bumper sticker. Very cleverly written anti-abortion bumper sticker. And I had just been in a conversation with a friend who was having a hard time understanding why God would permit abortion. And I looked at that bumper sticker, and I had my answer. Folks, I am convinced that if we were to stand before God and say, God, why have You allowed this to happen? That fast, His answer would be, why have You? Well, God, You don't understand. I am morally outraged. I have stood up. Well, what exactly have You done for that child that's being butchered? Well, I'm on a mailing list. And by golly, I get a newsletter. And every once in a while, if there's a few extra shekels, I'll make a donation. Oh, what else? I have a bumper sticker. We are kidding ourselves. They came and took prayer out of schools and we did nothing. They removed the Word of God from schools and replaced them with condoms and we did nothing. We didn't want to do anything so offensive and outrageous. We wanted to work the system. Judgment begins with the house of God, my friends. And that is why God, why Jesus begins this revelation. Turn your eyes and see who He is. And then turn your attention to yourself and see who we really are. You study those seven letters and you will find yourself. The scariest words, I think, in the entire book of Revelation are these words. Repent and do the things you did at first, because if you do not, I will come and I will remove your lampstand. I'm going to wax bold for just a second and declare to you that His hand is on the lampstand of many churches in this land right now. I know you. I love you. I will reward you. Be faithful, and I will let you eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Isn't it interesting that the first judgment for sin is the first restored promise in the book of Revelation? I used to read that thing about us getting kicked out of the garden and being kept away from the tree of life, thinking, boy, Lord, that's pretty harsh, isn't it? One piece of fruit and we get kicked out. Tough landlord. And then I finished reading where God says, lest they reach out their hand and take from the tree of life and live forever. Folks, we didn't get kicked out of the garden because God hated us. We got kicked out of the garden because He loved us. For if we had reached out and taken from the tree of life and eaten and become immortal, we would have become eternally separated from God. He kept us away from the tree because we weren't ready. It's not an act of judgment. It's an act of His mercy. Father, thank You for loving us enough to fix the mess that we have created. Thank You for sending Your revelation to John, that we might partake with him of this incredible picture, this incredible story that is about to happen. Father, may we be found in faith and not in fear. And Father, I stand in the gap for any here tonight who may be struggling with fear. I stand in the gap tonight, Father, for those who know they have lost their first love and need to repent. I pray that this week Your Spirit will encourage their hearts, draw them into Your presence, and help them to take the steps they need to take to be reconciled to You. I pray that You will help us to be reconciled to each other. And Father, most of all, that You will give us a new glimpse, a fresh glimpse of Your majesty and Your glory. We pray, Maranatha, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And it's in His name we pray, and all God's children said, Amen. Thank you for giving me a few extra minutes to try and wrap this up. Tomorrow we will have two different sessions, and we're going to dive right into chapters 4 and 5. So please take time to do yourself a favor. Read chapter 2 and 3, since we didn't, you know, read the rest of those letters. But also, it will be very helpful to you if you will take time to read Revelation chapter 4, 5, 6, and 7, at least through 7, for tomorrow night. It will make it a lot easier for you because you'll be familiar with the text.